I see. That was the break.
Yeah. Break one of them down in the middle, and then set it over top. That'd be a cap.
And then when you're getting the land ready to plant, you want to get the shrubs and trees off.
You have to grub.
Okay. Now that's really getting down there. If you're just going to kind of level it off, maybe you weren't going to plant there. You were just going to use it for a meadow. You might not take out the stumps.
I guess prepare your ground for seeding or whatever you're going to do.
Well, would you use something like shrubbed it out or cleared it out?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
shrubbed it out?
Yeah.
How about
cleared, you? Clearing your ground.
Right. And if you planted, if you planted clover or something and you cut it and then it came up again, you'd call that a
second crop.
Yeah. Now, is that second crop bad for horses?
It'll slobber worse. Clover, especially. There's slobber at the mouth. I don't know. It's slick. I guess so much sap in or something. I don't know.
Now, if you didn't plant something at all in a crop came up,
then it'd be forage.
Well, I was thinking like maybe you had you hadn't planted potatoes at all. You went out in the field and there were a whole bunch of potatoes growing.
They'd be volunteers.
Okay. And then if you you'd raise more than one, say wheat. How when you had a good crop of wheat, how would you measure that?
They have bushel measures or half a bushel.
Let's say how many for an acre would be pretty good.
Well, nowadays they grow about twice as much. We used to grow about 20 bushels of wheat an acre.
And they
double or more.
Now, when you raise oats, you say the oats. How about harvesting oats?
Well, they produce well sometimes. Sometimes, of course, they're a small crop.
How did you, before they had a combine?
You had to cradle them. I asked mom and put them up for hay.
Did you ever beat them with a
flail? They used to have flail.
A flail on
them? Yeah, I used to do wheat that way. I used to sometimes have a barn floor out of wood close, and they put the wheat in there and the sheep and let the horses tramp it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'd have to blow the trash out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go windmill or else take it out on a hill and let the wind blow and blow it onto your heart and you get the thing out of it.
Now, would you call that, you're talking about doing that to oats, would you say the oats is or are flailed?
I suppose are.
The oats are.
I believe it.
Now, would you ever use thrashed or threshed in that?
Yeah, we thrashed the machine. And you could use, especially now, even if you flail them out, you thrashed.
Okay.
Either one would work.
Now, you were talking before about ash bread. I wish you'd tell me about some different kinds of things made with cornmeal besides ash bread.
They make mush. Ash. Mush is an awful good food. You make it. You have the recipe. I don't know. I never did make him, but you put it in the water and kind of boil it. You get it done. Then you can salt it, put it in the yeast, or you can fry it. If I'd like fried potatoes, you know.
How about the things that you used to make in the baker? Or the oven?
Well, they made cornbread in that a lot, and you make other kind of brew you want to, but they never let it raise.
What would you call the other kind of bread you'd make in there?
Would be oven bread, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. Now, when you put, like, if your mother put two pieces of cornmeal, two little loaves, like,
you can divide them, make them about hers. Yeah. You know, they're round.
Right.
You can spread them in the middle if you don't do that.